And we are recording.
All right, well, good morning, everyone. It is 10 a.m. on Wednesday, May 13th, 2020. This is a regularly scheduled commission meeting of the Public Service Commission. I'm Commissioner Brian Crotchis, joined by Commissioner Julie Todorcek and Commissioner Randy Christman, so we do have a quorum. My opening comments would be limited to what has been in the news quite a bit over the past several days since the announcement last Thursday and regarding GRE's decision to cease operation at Coal Creek Station. And I just want to let the miners and families and those communities that are impacted, it's a sizable impact to say the least, that I hope that a productive resolution can still be found through the course of time. And I know quite a number of people are working on seeking something that would be beneficial to the communities, to the employees, and also to the state of North Dakota. So very, very disappointed to hear the news, to say the least. And I hope there's a productive direction that can be found going forward. Commissioner Todorcek?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate those comments. And while I wasn't planning to mention that in my opening comments, I will also add to yours. I was extremely disappointed by that announcement. It's a loss, not just to the communities of Washburn, Underwood, Bismarck, Mandan, this whole region, and our whole entire state, but I firmly believe that the shuttering of that plant would be a huge loss to electricity users in the entire region. And it's just a very valuable plant, 1,100 megawatts of dispatchable, reliable, efficient electricity. I just think that is a resource that we have to fight for. And I hope I join you and the others who are working on trying to find a way to keep that plant open, a new buyer to invest in that plant and keep it open, because it's a great facility. And it would be a huge loss in so many different ways. And then also, on a happier note, I wanted to call some attention to the an item that's on the consent agenda, or it's on our admin discussion for later, which is in regards to a jurisdictional determination that a facility in a company called Dakota Natural Gas has requested of us. And determining whether a pipeline that they want to construct from the Viking natural gas line in Minnesota over to Mayville and Hillsboro would be jurisdictional and require siting. And we'll be discussing the merits of that application, but I wanted to highlight it because it's really a very exciting development. Dakota Natural Gas is a company that began serving in northeastern North Dakota, I think in 2018, or maybe a year before that. I can't recall the exact date, but they've been providing natural gas to the Drayton area for a time now, and they have now come up with a plan to try to bring natural gas service to both Mayville and Hillsboro, to decent-sized North Dakota communities who have long wanted natural gas and worked for this. And so it's a very exciting project. I hope that it comes to fruition. It's in the early stages, and one of the first stages is this jurisdictional determination, which our staff has recommended, and we'll be talking about later, but they recommend that it is not jurisdictional for siting purposes. And so we'll discuss the merits of their conclusions later, but regardless, it's a really exciting development for those communities and for Eastern North Dakota. And I'm excited to see Dakota Natural Gas taking this next step and working in that, because it's quite honestly an area that other companies like Excel and MDU have tried to look at and just haven't been able to get it to pencil out in the past. So hopefully this will continue proceeding and bring to fruition some new natural gas service to those communities and help support their long-term growth. And with that, that's the end of my opening comments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Christensen.
Well, that is exciting news on that natural gas pipeline potential over there, and the great additions for the cities of Mayville and Hillsborough, along with the large user that's right adjacent to Hillsborough there, I imagine. And so that is the good news of the day, and like the chairman said, certainly the bad news of the day is the announcement from Great River Energy, and I join you both in your efforts to move forward and try and find an alternative to keep that plant and that coal mine open. And it goes beyond even the value of those jobs and those communities and those people that are over there making that operation go as so well. And when I say it goes beyond that, I'm talking about the kind of thing we're going to be talking about this afternoon in our informal of coal plant closures in other states within the region that are aimed out as you know, toward a decade from now, that they're tapering down usage and yet it won't be turned around. And while our grid stays relatively stable at this point, while those nuclear and coal plants around the nation are still operational, we all know that within a decade, many of them won't be anymore. And I think we can't afford to allow the Coal Creek Station to be added to that list that is going to be shut down within the next decade. We're going to need baseload power for many years to come. And then this is a fairly modernized plant that I think we really all need to be making our best efforts to maintain.
Right. Thank you, Commissioner. Obviously, you said it so well. The plant closure has a direct impact on the communities of Beulah, Hays, and Center, Washburn, Underwood, and the surrounding area. But it was alluded to by both of you. But it's a I don't know if people are always in tune across the state that it's our fifth largest industry. It helps support programming for a number of things that require funding from the state to keep in play, whether it's higher education or college and university system, whether it's programs that are important to others as well. When that revenue stream dries up or is diminished, it has a ripple effect, and every North Dakota citizen, whether they realize it or not, feels the impact. But it does go back to providing reliable, affordable energy over the long haul, with no surprises between now and when we measure outcomes in a decade. I think it's consistent, and I think it's predictable, and again, it's going to be a challenge, but one thing North Dakota is good at, and the people of North Dakota are extremely good at, is coming up with solutions to challenging problems. And this is an extremely challenging problem, but I remain optimistic that a good solution will be put in place, and we'll figure this thing out. It's what makes North Dakota a special place to live. With that, we have five items on consent and the previous minutes. I do move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Okay, moving into the regular agenda. I don't have any agenda items today. Commissioner Fedorchak.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the commission adopt the findings of facts, conclusions of Law and Order and Liberty Midstream Solutions, LLC, 8-inch residue gas pipeline, Montreal and Williams siting application case number PU-20-022.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. This is an application for a 4.7-mile long 8-inch steel natural gas pipeline. The commission received this application in January of this year. The project goes from Montreal and through Montreal and Williams counties. It will transport gas from the Liberty County Line gas plant to interconnect with the Alliance Tioga pipeline. It's a $4.6 million project. We set the hearing date for April 14th in Tioga at Nesset Consulting, and that hearing was held by live remote communications. So we had staff there on site with the ALJ, and we also, the commissioners participated in that hearing remotely. Any interested parties were invited to testify in person or via telephone, and then public comment was held open until April 24th. The project is fairly straightforward. The line is just 4.7 miles. They have received concurrence from the State Historic Preservation Officer on the project as they proposed it. They consulted with all the required local, state, and federal agencies, and no concerns were identified that have been addressed. There's no exclusion or avoidance areas along this route. There were three wetlands. Two of them will be avoided with horizontal directional drilling, and one of them will be open cut. The pipeline will be designed, constructed, and operated in accordance with US DOT regulations. And so I think everything is in order for us to move ahead and grant this project its permit. And that concludes my comments, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Podorchak. Commissioner Christman, comments?
I don't have any comments except for, it's a relatively short pipeline. It's a pretty important piece of the puzzle up there. And so I'm excited about supporting this motion.
I would echo the same thoughts. I think in some instances, people might wonder why a project like this is moving forward when pricing is depressed to the extent that it is for oil and gas currently. But these projects are very forward-looking. The Bakken is in fact a long-term play, and while current conditions are challenging, this is planned over a 30 to 40 year lifespan in terms of the facility itself. So I'm pleased that this company and others are willing to move forward despite the current situation and recognizing that things will improve and there are ups and downs. We happen to be in a significant down cycle, but it will improve. Commissioner Fedorchak, one more time, anything further to add?
No, I guess I would just make one other point about this project just because I find it kind of interesting. And that is that this line, a lot of the gas processing facilities feed the Northern Border Pipeline. And this one is being designed to deliver into the Alliance pipeline. And one of the reasons for that, or the main driving reason for that, is that the limits on the Northern Border Pipeline are anticipated to be dropped in terms of the content of the gas, the BTU content. And so this is delivering into the Alliance line where there's a little higher BTU content allowed. And it then requires less processing, which this plant in the Liberty, the County Line plant, isn't equipped to do that more advanced processing. So this was another kind of off-ramp for the gas, which the Bakken gas is valuable. It's got high BTUs. But it also requires additional processing, and so sometimes that can be a challenge for producers. And this is one of the ways that this particular company is working through those challenges.
Okay, thank you. And Commissioner Christman, to be fair, one more time, any further comments?
Nothing further to add.
Okay. All right, thank you, Steve. I believe we are ready for the vote.
We have a motion and a second. Sensing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me spend 1 minute getting the next motion up here on my agenda. There we go. Okay, my second motion, I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in OE2 North LLC B Sanderson Gas Processing Plant, Williams County, citing application case number PU-20-082.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. This is another application that came in this spring. We received this, well, this winter, I guess. We received it on February 20th. And they, this is for a project that is a 250 MCF per day gas processing facility. It will process raw wellhead gas in Williams County. It's a $150 million project, and they aim to have it up and running by the end of this year, December of 2020. On March 18th, our staff deemed this one complete, and scheduled the hearing for April 24th in Williston. We subsequently moved to change that to a remote telephonic hearing per the governor's executive order. The date was the same. It's just that we didn't travel to Williston. We held that hearing remotely. And we set May 1st for additional comments, deadline for additional comments. And so we're past that deadline. We've received all the information we need. The final product of this project will be transported from this plant to the Rocky Mountain Midwest and Gulf regions. They have received SHPO concurrence on this project. They've consulted with the state, federal, and local agencies necessary. There's no exclusion areas or avoidance areas in the footprint of this project. This project will be attended and monitored 24/7, 365. One landowner did testify during the hearing, a nearby landowner. Her name was Denise Marcellet. She testified that she believes she may have ownership interest in the parcel of land that the company intends to construct this project on. OE2 testified that they own the site. And so the commission, for our part, we don't render an opinion on the ownership of the land. Determining the legal title to the land is beyond our jurisdiction in this case. And so that is not an issue that we will take action on or make an opinion on. Otherwise, in general, I think we had a great discussion during this hearing on a number of different issues. I think the company has met the needs and requirements under law, and I'm prepared to support this project as well today.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Fedorchak. Commissioner Christman?
I'm fascinated by this project going forward in light of the situation with the oil industry, and yet to some extent maybe shouldn't be, because as we recall when things were bad a few years ago, and I'll acknowledge not as bad as the situation that the oil patch is in right now, a lot of the players responded by investing into long-term infrastructure, and it really paid off then down the road. And in this case, When you hear of the amount of unemployment claims coming in and such, it might be a very ripe time for a company that is financially able to go ahead with a construction project this summer and go ahead and build this. So I'm excited and commend the company for looking at the long term and being willing to move forward. So I'm excited about that. I also want to commend Commissioner Fedorchak. I appreciate that language was added in, even though, and I completely agree with you, that the land ownership is not jurisdictional to us and outside of our realm to settle what could be a potential dispute there, but that some language was added into the order acknowledging that, because certainly when we reach out for public input, everybody in the state doesn't have access to just where our jurisdictional realm lies. And so when they come to us with an issue that is outside of our jurisdiction, it shouldn't just be ignored either. And so I appreciate that you've not ignored it and addressed it and made clear to her. And I believe it was kind of a family situation where there probably are other partners with the same feelings, but she was maybe the spokesperson. And so depending on how much they're communicating, anyone who reads this order can see that we heard, we listened, but it is just not within our jurisdiction.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Christman. Just to echo some of the remarks I made on the first project we discussed in the previous motion, obviously there's been considerable movement in the natural gas gathering, processing, and transmission space. I'm happy that is continuing. We will see as time goes on and we move into the next 3 to 6 months what type of application flow comes before the commission. It's difficult to say, knowing that capital expenditures have been cut, but the fact that companies are still looking to make investments in North Dakota, and I realize this was initiated prior to the price drop, but it really does position the Bakken for long-term development in an environmentally responsible way, because these projects tie back to a reduction in flaring, and that is a good thing in terms of having that capability and not just flaring the gas off. So there's value in it, positive on the environmental side, and again, it's good to see that the company is moving forward with the project and seeking the permit despite the conditions. So pleased to see that, and I think both commissioners summed it up very well on the land ownership front, and ultimately the company assumes the risk for the deed to that land, I also do not believe it would be appropriate for the commission to weigh in on that type of a determination. That's a risk that not only this company, but any company would assume for any project. So I don't think we should treat it any differently. Commissioner Fedorchak, I'll go around one more time. Any further comments?
Just to tie this together too, to some of the things that we talked about at the beginning. So North Dakota, we have all these great energy resources. Natural gas is another one of them. And when you look at companies such as Great River Energy wanting to shut down its baseload coal facility that provides, you know, the dispatchable energy that can be available anytime it's needed, not just when the sun is shining or the wind is blowing. Those are natural gas is another such resource that is being turned to bridge the gaps that exist with renewables. And if we're going to make these transitions, we have to have facilities like this processing the natural gas that's produced so it can be used, and for those types of purposes as well. So I think it just ties, it shows again how so much of what we do ties not just the production side of things together, but it ties the electricity side together and the consumer's interest ultimately in what's going on here and through the regulatory agencies of the state and through these important industries. And so we can't neglect them. We have to keep investing in them and being timely and responsive to their needs, because we're all very dependent on the resources these folks provide.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Christman, anything further to add?
Oops, sorry, I was muted. Nothing else, thank you.
Okay, I don't have anything further either, Steve.
We have a motion and a second, and sensing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Fedorchak. Commissioner Christman.
Mr. Chairman, I have only one item today. I move the commission adopt the order to cancel in America's Auction and Appraisal Academy Auction School Certification, Springdale, Arkansas, cancellation case number PU-20-200.
Second.
On January 20th of 2016, this commission adopted an order granting a request for certification for America's Auction and Appraisal Academy. Again, they're out of Springdale, Arkansas. To operate as an approved auction school for use by North Dakota residents, as long as the school satisfied the requirements prescribed in the North Dakota Administrative Code. Our staff, and this is really a credit to our staff, it'd be easy just to approve these things, and as long as no one says anything and there's no issues, just let them sit on the books. But they're so on top of things, and we're reviewing, and they do periodically conduct these reviews of our approved auction schools to verify that the schools are still operational and to ensure that the most current contact information is available to the public. So this information is then consolidated and published on our PSC website. In April of this year, staff performed a review and noted that the phone numbers for America's Auction and Appraisal Academy were no longer in service. They did a subsequent web search, and that didn't produce any results. So they contacted folks down there, and in response to further questioning, it was determined that the auction school is no longer in business. And since the auction school is no longer in business, this motion cancels their certification.
Commissioner Fedorchak, any comments?
No comments.
And I don't have any comments either, Steve.
We have a motion and a second. Sensing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I just had the one item, so that concludes my portfolio.
Okay, thank you. In terms of announcements, we do have an informal hearing today at 1:30 p.m. It's an informal again on case number PU-19-220, Northern States Power Company Integrated Resource Plan, and PU-20-93, also NSP, light emitting diode street lighting tariff and rates. So that will be this afternoon. On Friday, May 22nd, we have a formal hearing starting at 9 a.m. And that will be also for NSP. It's for an advanced determination of advanced prudence for a 98.9 Moore County wind facility. So that will be discussed with the company. And that will be a telephonic conference. And the numbers listed on the PSC website for that. And then our next regular commission meeting is on Wednesday, May 27th at 10 a.m. And again, that will also be a telephonic conference as well, / video conference. And also on Wednesday, May 27th at 1:30, we have a rail service and safety shareholders discussion. That concludes the announcements. We will now take a brief recess and any questions from the press. We are now in recess.